Okay, we're back live, ladies and gentlemen. There is a criminal grip of eugenicists in control of the governments of the world. Only a few rogue nations are under their control. Most of those are run by murdering killers as well, because most governments are run by evil. That's a historical fact. So the evil globalists can point at those they're overtaking and always say, look, they're evil. But if you look at the bigger demon dominating them, you understand that's a semantical trick, historical trick that they are playing. I have been going over the last hour or so over the New World Order master plan and what life will be like under them. And there's so many societal things happening. There's so many new technologies being developed. The globalists believe they need a worldwide tyranny in place to, quote, protect their holdings from super technologies that could easily damage their holdings or destroy the planet itself. Meanwhile, they hand out nuclear weapons. They hand out biological weapons. They engage in cross-species genetic modifications that could cause irrevocable damage to the Earth's biosphere on a daily basis. And so their rationale that, you know, their survival of the fittest, since they're the elite dominating us and since they got into control through social Darwinism, that means they have a right to rule over the people and that that cannot be questioned, that they're allowed to do whatever they want to us because we were so stupid we allowed them to. They believe that that means their genetic material is more advanced and so that they have a right of kings to rule over us. But they don't. I mean, I've used the analogy many times of cancer. Cancer takes over a body. Cancer kills its host. Malfunctioning cells, colonies of cells, spreading, metastasizing, sending spores out. And that's what this elite is. That's what elites do throughout history. They dominate. They amass enough power to themselves. They set up empires. They get abusive. They go crazy. They do horrible things. They seek self-destruction at a subconscious level. Many times they consciously admit it. They're very nihilistic. And they race through the body politic like a cancer. And there's no doubt we have government corruption. There's no doubt we have way too much government. There's no doubt now our government is openly run by private banks, and they are looting the entire treasury and our future holdings and the dollar's future. They are running up the collective credit card on the American people's back while telling us it's our fault on the news. And it's only going to get more and more serious from this point on. Again, they are going to organize a slow, controlled economic collapse. This is only the beginning. They are going to set up a world banking system where you buy carbon credits from them, where you pay a Tobin tax for any wire transfers or any banking. When you go to an ATM, there'll be a fee on that. You'll have to use an ID with cash. When you get cash from a bank or ATM or when you make purchases, that will go on your carbon credit allowance history. That will go into your insurance, everything you do. The amazing thing is it's all stated. That's what makes me so sad. This whole thing is stated. They tell you what they're doing. It's just monstrous. They're going to disarm the American people once they stage riots. And once they push Americans to the wall and the American citizens fight back, the crime syndicate is going to win battles, lose battles against militia people. Criminal elements, contractors mainly, are going to blow up police stations, shoot police in their patrol cars. This has been done in Europe to set up police state and Asia and Latin America by the U.S. People running it. That'll get the cops and military to rally around against the American people and get those that are against shooting citizens to gut up. So the government's going to stage pinprick false flags against their own people. They're also going to force police into positions to fight with citizens. That'll be real. Come back and finish up with this key area.
The stock market is crazy. The chemtrails are spraying us with their chemicals. It's time to think about what is important. Most forget just how important life is. Life Change Tea removes toxins, chemicals, parasites, and bacteria that store up in your body. It cleanses you and gives you results in hours. And one of the wonderful side effects from this product is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. And on top of that, there's a 45-day money-back guarantee. So why wait? Call now. Operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. I'll say it again. 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, the stock market may crash, but you don't have to go with it.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
It's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes.
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
For a limited time, go to LibertyStickers.com and receive a free Ron Paul bumper sticker with any purchase by entering the coupon code GCN. LibertyStickers.com is the place to go for custom stickers for your business or your political campaign. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right. I want to state this for the record again. You are not going to see the military roll into a city and declare martial law unless Congress was to try to impeach Bush or any other executive dictator the military-industrial banking complex puts into power. If you see governors say no, if you see the states say no, if you see the other branches of the government stand up and say no, you will see tanks roll in. And if it looks like to the establishment the public won't buy the president having Congress arrested, they'll just neutron bomb them and claim al-CIA did it, al-Qaeda did it. The way they're going to introduce martial law to the public is by food riots, welfare riots, because the checks will still go out probably. It's just they won't, once the 20-30% inflation compounded a year makes it impossible to live. We're about 2 years out from that. Could be even quicker. You will see burning cities and rioting, just like in Los Angeles in the early 90s when the police stood down and let the bad guys do that. And it was Korean shopkeepers that kept whole areas from being burned down because they stood up on top with shotguns shooting at people. And it will be citizens. The globalists, though, just like in New Orleans, they're going to send in SWAT teams, FBI SWAT teams, leading National Guard, regular army. The first people they're going to hit will be Korean shopkeepers, homeowners out with shotguns. You're not allowed to defend yourself. In areas that aren't burned down, in areas where the looting isn't allowed to go by the citizens, you will see feds move in to stop that, sweep out the, and of course the law-abiding citizens will stand down for the feds. They'll be put in plastic handcuffs, put on the backs of flat-back trailers. They'll be shipped out, and then the feds will step back for the burning to continue. Of course, that won't be on the news because they'll be controlling news coverage. The news will show you things breaking down. And then you'll have a few events like that with, well, you know, Detroit burned, New York burned, area Houston burned, area Los Angeles burned, riots in other cities, cops getting killed, so we're going to have curfews and checkpoints and selectively enforced. That's already happening across the country as crime explodes, you know, from Arkansas to New York and Illinois. They're having the National Guard do gun confiscations, door-to-door gun sweeps, knock and talk where they come to your house and want to talk about your guns and want to come in and see if you have guns. I mean, we see that new federal policing system. CIA runs the local cities, the threat management, threat integration centers. And so they're going to sell the public on the military being on the streets in the name of security. See, first they were at the Super Bowl and the Kentucky Derby and Miss America pageant, troops on the news, troops searching bags on the news, acclimating you. Then it'll be for rioting. Then it'll set the precedent. Oh, look, they helped. Then there'll probably be massive terror attacks in the United States, blamed, of course, on Al-Qaeda, then on domestic groups. They're going to arrest white people and say, look, now you don't just trust the Arabs. They've already, I told you they would say this, and now they've been saying it. I told you years before. There's 5,000, there's 10,000, there's 20,000 wild Al-Qaeda. They'll have guys in white vans shooting cops like the Beltway Sniper we know is an inside job. Then they'll grab some patsies, hype up the fear more, get the police and military against the American people to sell them on just mowing citizens down. And to sell some of the citizens on them. It's all beta tested. And so only a mass awakening to exactly the things I'm saying and the scenarios I'm laying out. Folks, I understand these scenarios enough, and I know the enemy's mind enough by studying history and their current operations that I was able to predict government-sponsored terror in 1997 in America Destroyed by Design. And in subsequent films, I was beating the drum. That was my main issue, government-sponsored terrorism. Long before I made the July 25th radio and TV announcement saying they'll probably attack the World Trade Center, they'll blame it on their asset, Bin Laden. And then I said they'll probably launch anthrax attacks in that same newscast. Because what they drill for, they do. They drill to fly planes into buildings, they do it. They use drills to cover up what they're doing. And hundreds of other points that go into that analysis. We told you they'd start the implosion with a subprime mortgage. We told you the banks would take control of the government. We told you Congress was being threatened with martial law. Now it's admitted. We know the game plan. Once you understand that the enemy is pathological, does the same stuff over and over again in different ways, they've done this in third world countries over and over again. It is in official army manuals. A few months ago, WikiLeaks got an army field manual from the 70s. For an army captain in black ops, in Asia, in Latin America, in Africa, it was like their canteen and their 45 APC handgun. I mean, it is as much a part of their arsenal as their backpack, as their uniform. And we read it on air. It states, go out, stage horrible events, blame it on whoever the political opposition is. See, I mean, that's in the Army field manuals. This is what they'll do. And they've got men in the military that believe, I'm doing it for America. I've got to kill these cops. I've got to blow up that van full of L.A. police officers to get their mind right to defend America. We've had rioting and problems. We've got to get the cops ready to be able to fire on citizens. You know, and they've got the cadre teams that are, you know, put the plastic explosives in there or shoot the cops up and then grab a patsy. Because to them, that's a military sacrifice. That's what officers are taught. You send your men in to get killed so that you can draw the enemy out. Sacrifice a pawn. That idea taken to the power of infinity. And people have to understand these government plans because, and they also understand, I say government, this illegitimate corporate takeover we have using psychological warfare techniques on the people. I mean, you've now seen the private criminals take over all the banking and pay money directly to themselves. I mean, they have people that head up the companies that are being given the money, giving the money to themselves. Now, I want to start now with about 20 minutes of Zeitgeist, the addendum. Everybody started calling me about this weeks ago, and it's got a big buzz going, just like Zeitgeist itself. It conservatively had over 100 million views online. That's conservative. That one could argue that Zeitgeist may soon overtake Loose Change Second Edition as the most watched film. Still doesn't have the same buzz, isn't talked about as much, but I've seen the hit numbers on it, and I think in a year or so, the problem is Loose Change, which is a good thing. I'm saying problem for Zeitgeist be number one, is that Loose Change Second Edition stays super hot. So, but the point is, someday it may rival as the most watched video ever. And it's got a decidedly anti-Christian bent to it. It's got some information that even the maker who I've talked to, he used our footage and unauthorized, which is whatever. He called up and said, could he use it for an official version? I said, whatever, man. The point is that they had to change some stuff. They got a lot of their stuff wrong. So 90% of the first Zeitgeist was about the private bankers and the New World Order and all this accurate info. But the first of it attacks Christians, basically. And so I haven't been a promoter of it. But it has woken a lot of people up and gotten them to think about other issues. This Zeitgeist 2, or Addendum, came out, very slickly done. The guy works in TV in New York, doesn't even let his real name be known. But he made it on his off time. And the new one sounds great. Sounds good, the new Zeitgeist. But I wanted to just play a couple segments of it and then piece by piece go through it and get you to look from another perspective at what the bleeding hearts in the piece are saying and doing. And if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, we're going to be punching it up on screen and playing clips from here. But so there's better audio, we'll be playing the audio from up in Minnesota. We'll go ahead and put it up on screen now. We're not going to play it quite. I want people to be able to look at it. So I'm going to play clips of this, and then we're going to stop it for the rest of the hour. And I'm going to make a point here, a point there on it. We're going to break in a couple minutes, but let's go ahead and start now playing the first few minutes of part nine. It's broken into like 13 parts of this new addendum he put out. And I'm going to get the maker on about this because I believe he means well, but actually a lot of the stuff being talked about here was said by Karl Marx and Engels and others. And they need to understand the globalists are aware of this. They're going on a different path of this. So let's go ahead and start playing it.
The prevailing means of transportation in our societies is by automobile and aircraft, both of which predominantly need fossil fuels to run. In the case of the automobile, the battery technology needed to power an electric car that can go over 100 miles an hour for over 200 miles on one charge exists and has existed for many years. However, due to battery patents controlled by the oil industry, which limits their availability to maintain market share, coupled with political pressure from the energy industry, the accessibility and affordability of this technology is limited. There is absolutely no reason other than pure corrupt profit interest that every single vehicle in the world cannot be electric and utterly clean with zero need for gasoline.
Okay.
As far as
hit pause there. Okay. It's not just greed. The globalists aren't greedy for money. They issue and print the money. They're greedy for centralization and control. If the patents get out for solar panels they've had for more than a decade that produce, in some cases, 10 times what the best ones available do now, that decentralizes their power. Okay? It's about power. It's about centralizing power through commodities they control. And so, see, this film says a lot of good, true things, but then connects those to false solutions. Or solutions that can be twisted. We'll be right back after this break with more of Zeitgeist Addendum. I'm Alex Jones.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold, hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
I tell you, we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Are you sick and tired of spending your hard-earned money to fill your gas tank? Then do something about it. Fuel Savers Fuel Conditioner lets you drive further on each gallon of fuel. Completely safe for all engines. Just add a small squeeze of product to your tank each time you fill up to improve your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more, saving you 35 to 80 cents on every gallon. Each little 2-ounce squeeze bottle is highly concentrated and costs only $8 to treat 100 gallons of gas or 50 gallons of diesel. Buy a case and the price drops to a mere $6 per bottle with free shipping. Be one of the first 10 orders and get an additional 10% off your case purchase. That's $5.40 to treat 100 gallons of gas. Call toll-free 866-768-7811 or get more information at FuelSaverINC.com. First 10 orders, save 10% on a case purchase. Act now to save on fuel. 866-768-7811. Call now.
Okay, let's go ahead and punch up Zeitgeist Addendum and continue analyzing it. Go ahead and roll it.
As far as airplanes, it is time we realize that this means of travel is inefficient, cumbersome, slow, and causes far too much pollution. This is a maglev train. It uses magnets for propulsion. It is fully suspended by a magnetic field and requires less than 2% of the energy used for plane travel. The train has no wheels, so nothing can wear out. The current maximum speed of versions of this technology, as used in Japan, is 361 miles per hour. However, this version of the technology is very dated. An organization called ET3, which has connections with the Venus Project, has established a tube-based maglev that can travel up to 4,000 miles per hour in a motionless, frictionless tube, which can go over land or underwater. Imagine going from L.A. to New York for an extended lunch break, or from Washington, D.C. to Beijing, China in 2 hours. This is the future of continental and intercontinental travel. Fast, clean, with only a fraction of the energy usage we use today for the same means. In fact, between maglev technology, advanced battery storage, and geothermal energy, there would be no reason to ever burn fossil fuels again. And we can do this now if we were not held back by the paralyzing profit structure.
All right, pause. It's not a paralyzing profit structure. Great profits could be made in this. It would just decentralize things. And so you have a two-tiered system. Much of this has already been built and designed, and a lot of it's secret. Part of it is not secret. And so that's where the hundreds of trillions of dollars, it's hundreds of trillions spent by the West in secret projects have gone. They have a high-tech civilization above the general growth rate of the suppressed technological system that we're in. And again, you have endless talk about, oh my God, these horrible profit people. No, it's done for consolidation. Then the profits flow. If we start talking about a high-tech society without profits, that means everyone's, quote, equal, but that means there's always a group above you that's going to be handing out things to, quote, the people that are equal. So you're not really equal, and human nature doesn't work that way. Okay, so you just continue to hear this profit's bad, you know, ownership's bad is what it comes down to. Keep rolling it.
Now, America is inclined toward fascism. It has a propensity by its dominant philosophy and religion to uphold the fascist point of view. American industry is essentially a fascist institution. If you don't understand that, the minute you punch that time clock, you walk into a dictatorship.
We're given notions about the respectability of work, and I really look at it as being paid slavery.
All right, let's stop right there. Just like with Marx and Engels 100-and-something years ago, they always have these little technocrats up that say, oh, it's the religious people, it's fascism, America is bad. But you talk to the elitist, and you look at what the UN's saying, they're all saying the same stuff. Okay, so they sell something that sounds great, and they always sandwich their new command and control system in with all this stuff they wow you with, all this high tech. Then they say America's fundamentally fascist. When the globalists created fascism and communism, two different systems to consolidate top down. Let's continue.
They're brought up to believe that you shall earn your living by the sweat of your brow. That holds people back. Freeing people from drudgery, repetitive jobs, which make them ignorant.
All right, pause again. Working and owning your own business or creating paintings or machinery or whatever it is you're into, that is uplifting and people want to work and want to build or they're totally unhappy. But mixing, see, they make work sound bad by comparing it to factory assembly line labor. So see, they're oversimplifying all of this. Continue.
Rob them. In our society, that is a resource-based economy, machines free people. You see, we can't imagine that because we've never known that kind of world.
All right, hit pause. The elite know that what they talked about 100 years ago, what Marx talked about, was partially true. Just his way to implement was wrong. With machinery, with the robotics, with all of this, we can have fabulous wealth, individual wealth. But the elite, again, are only using machinery to consolidate things, and now they've gotten to the point, because of the robotics, that they're shutting down the old free market economy and then just saying we're all going to be basically serfs and slaves, not using increased production to empower us, but using increased production by select technical systems to actually make humans themselves obsolete and not empower us. Whereas they're saying the machines would empower us, it's the opposite. It's being used to enslave us. We'll be right back after this quick break to continue. Stay with me.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You know, I know exactly what you're thinking when it comes to this economy. The banks are crashing. The stock market's a mess. There's the mortgage crisis. There's the lending crisis. There is the food and gasoline prices through the ceiling crisis. And we're paralyzed a little bit. We don't know exactly how to respond to it. I don't know what to say. What can you do? Do what you can do. That's what you do. You do what you can do. What I can do is I can put some food away. I know there's a global food shortage. I can read it. I can go to eFoodsDirect.com, read hundreds of articles about this. I can go up on the Google website and Google food shortage and see the world's a mess. I know it. You know it. Look at the prices. Look where they're headed. Be prepared. Take care of yourself. You owe your family some security, some sense of self-being, a little bit of self-reliance is a good idea right now. Get some food from eFoodsDirect.com. Go up to eFoodsDirect.com right now. Look, hey, you don't even have to can your own food anymore. We canned it for you. That's 1-800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. 1-800-409-5633. Call us now.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com. And try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code 500 to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when I'm stuck in Folsom Prison,
and time keeps dragging on.
But that train.
Okay, I want to finish up with analyzing these Zeitgeist clips. I hope I can do it in the time we have left. Again, it was Christians who ended slavery in this country. It was Christians who said no in Europe and England. And so you've got people who misinterpret the Bible or did things with it were bad, you know, did things with it were good, but just always the message that it's Christians' fault, America's bad, and then mixing it in with a bunch of fancy technology when it has nothing to do with it. And they're not even addressing that the elite have already built these advanced technologies and spacecraft and trains. They're just using it all in their secret programs. And they're going to use all this high tech against us. Let's go ahead and keep playing it.
If we look back at history, we see a very clear pattern of machine automation slowly replacing human labor. From the disappearance of the elevator man to the near full automation of an automobile production plant, the fact is, as technology grows, the need for humans in the workforce will continually be diminished. This creates a serious clash, which proves the falseness of the monetary-based labor system. For human employment is in direct competition with technological development. Therefore, given the fundamental priority of profit by industry, people through time will be continually laid off and replaced by machines.
All right, stop there. The problem is humans are hierarchical by their very nature, like dogs or parrots or most other active creatures, but much more advanced. And so if someone isn't going to want to design a new computer or design a new algorithm or an idea or a new phone system, or if they can't, quote, sell it, we're competitive. We're not honeybees or ants that are communal creatures. So what happens is every time the public sold on this utopia of Valhalla, it's used by the controllers, the master planners, to set up an even more stratified society. A true free market will create the greatest equity and the greatest diversity. What are you seeing now? Socialism being used by the bankers who use crony false capitalism through government to bankrupt the economy and suck it under their control. So this is just the classic stuff that Marx and Engels had to say, and it is true with all the new technological developments that we could empower ourselves, have much safer working conditions, not have all the toxic waste and junk, and that humans then need goals like going to space and then corporations being funded to do that and not wasting our money on wars and fighting. And so they call for in this film a world government to implement the end of war and all this peace. But that's what the globalists said 100 years ago. So they funded World War I, and they funded it to scare people into accepting the utopia. Oh, we have to scare them to do what we want. No, they wanted to have wars and consolidate power. And then, World War II they staged. That's declassified. To, again, get their United Nations. Then they hand out nuclear weapons to Pakistan and others to, again, have to have their police state. So I'm all for a planetary federation, but with sovereign, independent, diverse countries that act as firewalls to corruption, and then if they all want to go vote on planetary directives and ideas and space exploration or technological agreements, but still, the section of the train in the U.S. is owned by the U.S., and the section of the train in England is owned by England. The section of the train in China is owned by China. And if the people pay for it, it's got to be in law that it isn't handed over to some corporation because they become government. So, again, they just simplify this so much, and it totally sells weak-minded people, and it's very dangerous because he gets into, competition will be eradicated, profit will be eradicated. Oh, who's going to eradicate? You're going to force. That's hardcore tyranny. Back to the clip.
When industry takes on the machine, instead of shortening the workday, they downsize. You lose your job. So you have a right.
All right, hit pause. No, what happens is corporations fool us to downsize 50 years ago, putting a thank you on the trash can and using peer pressure and our gentlemanliness to throw away the tray of McDonald's food. Then everybody adopts it. Then you get no service and end up paying as much or more. Just like everything was self-service, cars lasted longer, people filled them up, they were taken care of, you got service, it gave people entry-level jobs, but then you accepted them phasing that out. So no, we demand higher service. We demand higher quality. We demand, you see, and you're going to still need technicians to run all this. This system would stagnate overnight if they were able to do this. Now, the globalists do plan to set this up and call it a utopia. It's going to be a technocracy over us. We're in this sub-area below, and you got these technological spires with the technocrats above, where they eradicate our normal instincts for peace. But the elite gets to keep its instinct of domination. No, good people have to combine together against other powerful groups of evil people to keep a level playing field so we can have our liberty. This is a very dangerous film. Let's go back to it.
In a high-technology, resource-based economy, it is conservative to say that about 90% of all current occupations could be phased out by machines, freeing humans to live their life without servitude.
All right, let's hit pause.
So this is the point.
Freeing humans to not own their own businesses, freeing humans to not have to strive and work, to be on Prozac watching TV all day and wire-headed into the Matrix. That's why they wrote Why the Future Doesn't Need Us for Wired Magazine, where the elites say, because of this, they don't need us anymore, so they're just going to kill us. And then that's the eugenics idea that goes back to Malthus 250 years ago. Here it is.
For this is the point of technology itself. And through time, with nanotechnology and other highly advanced forms of science, it is not far-fetched to see how even complex medical procedures could be performed by machines as well, and based on the pattern, with much higher success rates than humans get today.
Well, they're already, hit pause. See, there's the implication that this technology isn't being somewhat deployed and that machines aren't already doing some of the surgeries. But the problem is they're suppressing the real developments, and the public's not getting that. And they've also collateralized the healthcare system into derivatives, so they're ripping you off to make investments because the insurance companies are cheating you. So, of course, we're going to be able to have longer life. But the elite want to freeze the technological development with the fake green revolution, with the new carbon taxes and the regulations, so that we don't get access to this. It's meant to kill economies right at the point when we're about to be freed by the technology. Back to it.
But our monetary-based structure, which requires labor for income, blocks this progress. For humans need jobs in order to survive. The bottom line is that this system must go.
Hit pause. Humans have had to hunter-gather. They've had to have agrarian. They've had city-states. This is how we're designed. So, see, the idea is they're eradicating money. Yeah, that means your family farm. That means your family patents. This is theft. And there's always control freaks pushing this. Back to it.
Never be free, and technology will be constantly paralyzed.
We have machines that clean out sewers. It frees a human being from doing that. So look at machines as extensions of human performance.
Furthermore, many occupations today will have simply no basis to exist in a resource-based economy, such as anything associated with the management of money, advertising, along with the legal system itself. For without money, a great majority of the crimes that are committed today would never occur.
Hit pause. The system knows that. That's why they make drugs illegal, to then control the black market and make larger profits and have an excuse to criminalize 87% of the public that smokes marijuana or has smoked it. 87% of drug users, that's about half the public, only smoke marijuana. And so the idea that criminal minds won't move on to other things that are illegal. They're criminal because they like to be criminal and because there's profits to be made in things that are illegal, like currency. That would then be illegal. No, then you wouldn't have money to defend yourself. Then you're at the whim of whoever runs this system. And they'll say, well, committees will. You imagine all the control freak, lazy wannabes that want to move into your houses, that want your life. And then there's still going to be better looks. There's still going to be stronger people. There's still going to be stuff they want. So how do they standardize that? Well, the packs of scum come and kill you is what they do. Somebody's always going to want your wife. Somebody's always going to want your business. Somebody's always going to want what you got, and it's these people that want it. Here we go.
All forms of crime are a consequence of the monetary system, either directly or by neuroses inflicted through financial deprivation.
Therefore, oh, really? Oh, stop. Statistically, psychopaths are more well-to-do. Statistically, a lot of crime comes out of boredom. Idle hands, the devil's workshop. This just isn't true. Continue with it.
Selves could eventually become extinct.
Instead of putting up a sign, drive carefully, slippery when wet, put abrasives in the highway so it's not slippery when wet. And if a person gets in a car that's drunk and the car oscillates a great deal...
Wait a minute, how does somebody work and service the machines and fill them with aggregate, fill them to go cover the roads? Or how does someone work to design the roads as an architect and get paid? Oh, but machines run everything, so now we turn our entire... Just like... People could calculate better, they could spell better before spell checkers, before calculators. I'm not saying get rid of them. My point is you're talking about a bunch of blob jellyfish, like out of WALL-E. You've seen that movie, floating around on the holodeck of some cruise ship. I mean, this is unbelievable. Back to it.
Pendulum that swings up and back, and that'll pull the car over to the side. Not a law. Solution. Put sonar and radar in automobiles so they can't hit one another. Man-made laws are attempts to deal with...
Yeah, hit pause. Again, the technocrats will make laws through the computers that you can't drive your car yourself, that way you'll be safe. See? Which is what the Pentagon says. We're going to put you in a tank with a wire head, no more war, no more nothing, and if perception's reality, you're going to love the wonderful life you've got in cyberspace, so you don't, you know, you're going to be emplaced in this. Go to the next clip, because I'm not going to have time to play all... I'm going to go back into this part two tomorrow. The AC's broken here in the office, and in Texas it's still hot, and I'm sweating, and show's almost over. Go to part two, and because I want you to hear this guy, you know, this futurist with all the spaceships in the background behind him, like, ooh, boy, that's what the communists would do. They'd show you spaceships and say, now we're going to have this wonderful utopia, No more work. After we line you up and shoot you in the back of the head. Of course, this guy, this intelligentsia guy, is the one they'll kill first. Because the bleeding hearts will go, this wasn't my plan, as soon as it's implemented. And, John, I'm losing my SDN line here on my end, so go ahead and reconnect with the other one. And then we'll fade that up, please, sir. Thank you. I don't know how long this one will hold in Minnesota. Go ahead and go to the next clip. And then a few minutes into this, he talks about money, competition, jobs. You know, they're going to be eradicated. You're not going to be able to open up a hot dog shop if you want. Well, who makes the hot dogs? Who has the meat? Who raises the cows? It destroys the diversity of the beautiful free market system that the socialist controllers, the bankers, have taken over. And then they ruin it and then blame what they've done on us. Collectivism doesn't work even with a high-tech overlay. In fact, it will create the greatest forms of tyranny as we're now seeing. Go ahead and go to the next clip. You got it ready? Here is the next clip.
Patriotism, weapons, armies, navies, all that is a sign that we're not civilized yet. Kids will ask
now,
their parents,
pause.
Didn't...
All that is a sign that we are humans that are warlike, and there's always evil people that want to dominate us. And yes, when we build up a weapon system, a lot of times it ends up being used against us. So we've got to limit it, like the Founding Fathers said, and protect liberty and prosecute corruption. But see, the UN wants all our guns, and they're the only ones that are going to have them. A monopoly of power. So see, oh, we're barbarous. Go back to it.
Yeah. Kids will ask their parents, didn't you see the necessity of the machines? Dad, couldn't you see that war was inevitable when you produce scarcity? Isn't it obvious? Of course the kid will understand that you were pinheads raised merely to serve the established institutions. We're such an abominable, sick society that we won't make the history book.
All right, hit pause.
Just say that.
Hit pause. What he's saying is exactly what the elites are implementing. They're using the technology to fully take over and remove humans from the equation, but to dominate us and control us. Instead, he's saying, no, accelerate this so we'll be empowered. That's not what's going to happen. Just sit back and watch what develops. Go ahead.
Make the history book. They just say that large nations took land from smaller nations, used force and violence. You'll get history talked about as corrupt behavior all the way along. Until the beginning of the civilized world. That's when all the nations worked together. World unification, working toward common good for all human beings, and without anyone being subservient to anyone else.
Oh, yeah.
Without social stratification, whether it be technical elitism or any other kind of elitism, eradicated from the face of the earth.
Back that up. Back that up 20 seconds. Back that up, because I want you to hear that carefully. Who is going to enforce no social strata of any type eradicated?
And violence. You'll get history talked about as corrupt behavior all the way along until the beginning of the civilized world. That's when all the nations worked together. World unification, working toward common good for all human beings, and without anyone being subservient to anyone else. Without social stratification, whether it be technical elitism or any other kind of elitism, eradicated from the face of the earth.
Eradicated. Eradicated. John, have you connected the other ISDN? Because I can't continue here. It's blasting in my ears. Switch over to the access unit. I can't do this. All right. Here we go, folks. I mean, as things get more complex, it allows centralization by elites to dominate, and the public aren't specialists, but in a few areas individually, and so can't grasp. And so this is a hellish trap humanity's making for itself. I am for technological development, but I am for education, open free market, the opposite of what we are seeing out of this. The opposite of what we're hearing from this. I'm going to analyze this more. I was watching this last night. It was just blowing me away. They're going to eradicate the classes. Oh, look out, man. Oh, my God. The communists killed over 150 million people. And they show people spaceships and fancy machines. And everything they were going to do, and Katie barred the door. And what are the bankers doing? The same thing right now. They're selling the same thing to the children. The bankers get taught what they want in schools, and they teach this, unification, world government, coming together, under them, though. And this is how they pacify the huge throngs, the masses. It's so sick. And then the exceptional get punished. The people that save and work hard but aren't corrupt, they get punished. And then the exceptional who are evil, they get to run everything. Not these delusional pipe dreams that we are witnessing here. All right, final segment coming up, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll continue tracking and covering all of this. Stay with me.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lay's Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Folks, I'm going to take some time. I'm going to get the maker of this film on, and I'm going to ask him some questions. I don't think they're bad. People always fall for the same tricks. And it's true that advanced technologies, automation, robotics can just absolutely empower humanity. There can be surgeons and technicians already now with very inexpensive mass-produced machinery to give people better health care, all of it. But the elite says all of that and says that the main crowd pushing the agenda of what you just heard are the globalists selling their minions with this. That's kind of the religion that the UN, and we can play Walter Cronkite saying the same thing, global governance, world unification. People don't want to be unified. It's going to be done by the sword. And there's going to be no nation to stand against the tyranny that runs it. And power corrupts absolutely, folks. Power corrupts absolutely. Power corrupts absolutely. The true quote by Lord Acton was, power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And so it doesn't work. The social planners, you look what they've done. They seize your children. They build prisons. It's horrible. The control freaks cannot be turned loose through the technocracy. And that is what's happening. But I know that these guys have a lot of laudable goals and things here. When you start talking about eradicating money and any form of class, that means a bum on the street that's got a nicer jacket has got to give his jacket up to somebody else. Can you imagine the hellishness of that? So the globalists are masters. They're blaming free market on what's happening now. That's not what's happening. Government took the pension funds. Government set up Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. They did all of this. Government's giving the bankers all the currency right now. You notice these socialists are never going to say just give direct money right to the people. Give land, no strings attached, right to the people. That's a free market socialism, to say take all the government lands and just give, however many acres there are broken up to American citizens. Take the tens of millions of acres, take half the tens of millions of acres that are just in the West, and just give it each to American citizens. Well, the argument is, and it's a true one, a lot of people wouldn't want it, wouldn't want to take care of it, wouldn't care. But then people who wanted it, then the government would corrupt that process of giving the land out. Regardless, it'd still be better than nothing. Yeah, you want to come out here and get a claim, you want to come out here and put a fence up around this, you can have it. That's true free market. Taking over the socialist cake and then dividing it. You want decentralization, you want local economies. That's what you want, not this mega centralization. And you use the machines to empower the people that way, but then locals own the machines and do what they want with it. I want to bring Ted Anderson up in the last 2 minutes of the show. Ted, you did an offer today of gold you bought at $100 lower than it currently is. I know you're selling out a lot of that, but you're going to keep it until midnight tonight. You have the francs, you have the British sovereigns, you have the Indians in gold, you have the Franklin half-dollar silver. I know this has been the biggest response you ever got. As gold shortages run worldwide and most dealers are completely sold out, you're not even sure if you can get more gold in the coming weeks. People better call now, shouldn't they?
Yeah, you bet they better.
Or they could just be socialist and trust the government to take care of them.
No, they better call, because I can tell you right now, supplies are drying out. I mean, if the Canadian banks have to shut their doors on gold trades, and so does the British, and their major gold companies are out, what do you think is going to happen here in the United States? You're going to end up stuck with paper that's worthless. Call 1-800-686-2237 and call now.
That's right. The mints are running out. The U.S. is no longer making gold coins. They can't buy. They can't get the gold to make the gold coins.
Not to meet the demand, they can't.
Ted has it right now. 1-800-686-2237. They don't have eagles. They don't have buffaloes. The U.S. is out. The British are out. This is serious. Ted has it, and almost nobody else does, and he's got it at a huge discount. 1-800-686-2237. Don't trust the socialist bankers that your paper will be good, folks, because it's not going to be. 800-686-2237. Rebroadcast starts now with a guest, Paul Watson, and key analysis. Stay with us at InfoWars.com. For everybody else, back tomorrow. Rebroadcast starts now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.